Portnoy. Hundreds of federal stimulus dollars have been spent, allegedly creating hundreds of jobs in congressional districts that don't exist. An ABC News analysis of the White House website recovery.gov shows 30 jobs were created or saved in Arizona's 9th district. Turns out Arizona only has 8 congressional districts. There are other examples we found in states like Oklahoma, Iowa, and Connecticut, and in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Sources tell ABC News the accused Fort Hood shooter, Major Nidal Hassan, hoped to have some of those soldiers who came to him for counseling prosecuted for war crimes.
He actually had sent emails, all signed praise be to Allah, to the Judge Advocate General's office urging prosecution. He had contacted his superiors. He wanted to know if he could be relieved of the confidentiality obligations that a psychiatrist would have with patients. They told him there is no way you can do that. But he, according to those people, essentially again and again expressed his frustration about that, and they now see that as a principal motive.
ABC's Brian Ross spent the weekend in Fort Hood speaking with investigators. President Obama's in Beijing continuing his Asian tour, and ABC's Ann Compton's been traveling with him.
Modern Shanghai was the setting for his 21st century town hall meeting on the internet.
Dong Ho. Good afternoon.
But Beijing is old school diplomacy, a welcoming ceremony overlooking legendary Tiananmen Square, long formal policy talks, and a state dinner in China's Great Hall of the People. Ann Compton, ABC News, with the president in Beijing.
Stocks are sharply higher today on a strong retail sales report.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7,
the countdown for
6,
the launch of Space Shuttle
5,
Atlantis. A picture-perfect blast-off on a sunny day in Central Florida. The 6-member crew on an 11-day mission to the International Space Station. You're listening to ABC News.
We took what's good about dependability and amplified it. The result? Dodge Grand Caravan. We amplified mileage with unsurpassed minivan fuel economy. We amplified storage with stow-and-go seating. When you amplify all that, good things will happen. Like being named most dependable van by J.D. Power & Associates. Dodge Grand Caravan, starting at $22,995. MSRP after cash allowance excludes tax, ends 11/30/09. EPA estimated 17 city, 25 highway MPG. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, please visit jdpower.com.
It's Macy's biggest one-day sale of the year, Wednesday, preview day Tuesday. Look for our lowest prices of the season on lingerie. Buy two bras, get two free on the spot from Bali, Maidenform, Vanity Fair, and more. Buy three panties, get three free on the spot. Look for our lowest prices on lingerie during Macy's biggest one-day sale of the year, Wednesday. Preview day Tuesday, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Free item details in store, exclusions apply, savings off regular prices.
Investigators in North Carolina say they found a body in the search for a 5-year-old girl reported missing last week. Shania Davis hadn't been seen since she was spotted on a hotel surveillance tape with a 29-year-old man now charged in her disappearance. ABC's Tamara Gibbs reports from the scene.
There are two people charged in connection with her disappearance, her mother, Antoinette Davis, and a man whose relationship has not been established. His name is Mario McNeil. McNeil is the individual who was seen on surveillance video with Shania.
Police say the girl's mother offered to sell the 5-year-old as a prostitute. The city of Los Angeles says it still wants to be paid back for the cost of hosting last summer's Michael Jackson Memorial Service. ABC's Alex Stone reports from L.A.
Security was extremely tight during Michael Jackson's memorial, and it was expensive. There were no laws in place last summer requiring AEG, Jackson's concert promoter and owner of the Staples Center, to reimburse L.A. for the $3.2 million the city spent on security. But the L.A. city attorney says he's not giving up, and he'll keep pursuing reimbursement. He says no way should L.A. be stuck paying the cost of a private memorial. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Meanwhile, the doctor who's being investigated in Jackson's death has reached an agreement in a child support case that'll keep him out of jail. Dr. Conrad Murray is accused of owing more than $14,000 to a woman and her son. This is ABC News.
At Vanguard, our investment philosophy is based on simple truths. For example, investment costs count because while you can't control whether your investments will go up or down, you can control one thing. Costs. It's your money. Hold on to it. To learn more about our low costs, visit Vanguard.com or call 1-800-VANGUARD. And remember, all investments involve some risk. Vanguard, the simple truth about investing.
I'm Stephen Portnoy, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. Governor Schwarzenegger is in Iraq thanking U.S. troops for their service. He also brought cigars for the cheering crowds. A federal judge says the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation should have considered the environmental impact before moving forward with a plan to protect the threatened California fish species. A Sacramento mother is behind bars for allegedly drowning her three-year-old daughter. Police say 31-year-old Anol Rahm was arrested after officers found the girl unresponsive at her home. Her 7-year-old brother was not hurt. And with the KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
Sonoma County westbound 37 at Lakeville. A big rig with the cab portion is on its side, blocking the westbound left lane and the westbound left turn lane. Fuel leaking in the roadway. You're back at about a quarter mile. The Babson Fast Track MBA program, ranked number one for entrepreneurship by U.S. News, is coming to San Francisco next March. To learn more, visit babson.edu/MBA. And with the Bay Area's best traffic coverage, Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
ABC 7's Mike Nico in for Lloyd Lindsay-Young. He says it'll be mostly clear tonight, but clouds are in the forecast for tomorrow with rain most likely in the North Bay. Partly sunny, though, by Wednesday. It's 63 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Rights for Life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. All right, so now in Europe, they're all flipped out about this deadly Ukrainian swine flu. Has the virus mutated? A total of 190 people have died. 1 million have been infected. Some doctors are likening the symptoms to those seen in many victims of the Spanish flu. The lungs turn black, which happened in the Spanish flu, and I think they're seeing some of that here. I mean, so some of it was swine flu from bleeding. The lungs hemorrhage from all the inflammation. Ukrainian prime minister says people look like they've been burned. Anyway, it goes on and on and on and on, and this is not a primary source. I'm skeptical. World Health Organization thinks that the initial analysis from the Ukraine indicates that the numbers of severe cases do not appear to be excessive when compared to the experience of other countries. And they do not think it represents a change in virulence or transmission. And there you are. And, you know, in some parts here in the United States, it may be peaking. Definitely in some parts of the Northern Hemisphere. Parts of the South and Southeast, as well as Iceland and Ireland, seem to have weakening levels of the disease. They're not sure. After an unusually early start of the winter flu season, sometimes the flu season starts early. You get all panicked because you don't know, this is the beginning of hell on wheels, or is this something that's going to start early and then peter out? So, listen, that's the best I can tell you. I still find this thing with medical staff strange. Even as they are forced to wait like everyone else for swine flu vaccines, nurses and other frontline health workers are fighting mandatory flu immunization. There's a judge in New York who sided with a nursing union. And the question, which really, because there's no crisp answer, is turning into a big divide. Who has the experience to know for sure whether it makes more sense to force health workers to get flu shots or coax them into rolling up their sleeves voluntarily? And advocates of mandatory vaccination point to research that shows steep declines in patient flu deaths and staff sick days when caregivers are immunized. Now, you think that might be enough. And yes, it makes sense to vaccinate the patients also. And no, we don't have huge ongoing studies to prove how positive it would be to vaccinate healthcare workers because we've never been here before. And yet, it discourages me to find that healthcare workers, the very people whose intellects we depend upon for our health, are having a little trouble understanding that so far there have been no side effects of the vaccine. They work in a hospital, and if they make one patient sick, how are they going to sleep at night? They're supposed to be there to make people better. Healthcare workers expose themselves to diseases all the time. It would be like a healthcare worker saying, you know, I don't think washing my hands, my skin, you know, I don't like all that artificial stuff on my skin, and it gives me a rash, and I don't think besides washing my hands is going to reduce infectious diseases. Is it the same? Remember once in England, they had Muslim healthcare workers refuse to use the alcohol gel, you know, the Purell type stuff that a lot of people use, because it's alcohol. Some of it might get absorbed into the body. And yet it's known to prevent infections in hospitals. So I have a feeling this year things aren't going to be terribly horrible as far as the flu goes, maybe. And if so, this will just kind of go away. But I fear what would happen if something really, really serious. Now, for those of you who already died, of course, that was really serious, wasn't it? And it just astounds me. You commit yourself to a life of service and to helping human beings, and all of a sudden, because you watch too much television or your education was deficient, or you become suspicious and paranoid because life is too good for you, you feel that in the face of the advice of professionals that it's okay to not get the shot. Now, I don't know, by the way, and I would say if I had a choice, I'd probably rather vaccinate the patients. That would protect the healthcare workers. I don't really know how much, but all I know is the reasons that nurses are giving just don't hold water to me. All right? Here's another tough one. We talked about this last week, and now the FDA has decided to indefinitely delay a ban on the sale of raw oysters harvested in the Gulf Coast during warm months. Now, it kills Vibrio vulnificus, kills 15 people in the United States, from eating these oysters a year. Is that enough to ban the oysters? If 15 people died from the flu shot, what do you think the reaction would be? I just find it confusing. If I were in charge of the world, I wouldn't know how to make these decisions. 15 people, easy come, easy go. Right, they're doing what they want to do, they've been warned. You don't want to take the flu shot? It's okay. Whew, tough, huh? Well, if that stresses you out, a little dark chocolate could help you here. German and Swiss researchers eating an ounce and a half of dark chocolate a day for 2 weeks reduced levels of stress hormones in highly stressed people. Small study. I'm not sure I believe anything here because simply you let me eat a couple ounces of chocolate a day. That's relaxing. That's called comfort food. You comfort me. I am less stressed. So I do not think that there is anything pharmacologically happening, even though chocolate does have pharmacologically active substances in it. The dosage isn't enough to make a difference. You know about slow talkers. Drive you crazy, huh? So, how are you, Dr. Dean? Let me out of here. 2HD, too hyperactive for you. But slow walking is serious. It not only means you're not going to get where you're going very soon, but if you are older and you walk slowly, you're three times more likely to die of heart disease and related causes. Now, we've known this before about death in people with slow walkers, and now we found indeed that it has to do more with heart disease. And maintaining fitness, they say, may have important consequences. I don't know what comes first, the fitness or the egg. If you got heart disease and you're sick already, you may walk more slowly. But the numbers here, you tell me. Men have walked the equivalent of 3.4 miles per hour or slower. Women have walked 3 miles an hour or slower, 44% higher risk of dying of heart disease. So wait till after the program before you get out the stopwatch. How many hours a year do you spend arguing? 4 days a year families spend arguing. The most common complaints are household chores, children treating a house like it's a hotel, and couples taking each other for granted. This is a survey of 3,000 families. Fights flare up three times a day, lasting about 5 minutes. Whew. I'm living a peaceful life. Of course, the kids are gone. Families spend 91 hours a year arguing. Mothers are the worst culprits for shouting and sulking. Interesting to note that moms still play the pivotal role within the family. Results do show that dads are getting more involved. Great. Researchers found that daughters were most likely to slam doors, while fathers preferred to go for a long drive to cool off. So daughters slam the doors, dads take the drive. Television, the biggest source of disagreement. Moms want the soap operas, dads want documentaries and sport. Children want film or reality shows. Blah, blah, blah. Release valve. Minor arguments play a positive role. Sure. One in 10 families said they were not speaking terms. They surveyed these people, called them up. One out of 10 families said, sorry, we can't do the survey. We're not talking to each other. All right, back to beauty. I don't know about this. You know, determining beauty is tricky. There's a lot of research to say it's about the symmetry of your face. I find that hard to completely accept. Because you can have ugly features be symmetrical. Does that make you beautiful? Well, they think here that the evenness and glow of a woman's skin is a key factor. Though they cleverly did the experiment, I think, to eliminate the symmetry deal. And I'll tell you why I think that happened. People are much more likely to avert their eyes if someone has uneven skin tone. Okay. Maybe skin is a visible indicator of good health. They talked about maybe this explains the enduring success of older actresses such as Halle Berry and Cate Blanchett, who are famed for having good skin. So they photographed women's faces, applied their skin to an idealized computer model, and asked people to score attractiveness. The only changing factor was skin quality. So you see, that doesn't answer the question. Also, Procter & Gamble worked on the project, and of course they sell all these products to help your skin. So right now, I'm not a believer. Online advertising scams. Be careful. If you see an ad that says try it for free or very little money, and then you're going to get a big charge in your credit card bill, you should have figured out ahead of time. More ads and emails on the internet are offering free samples. They're anything but free. Here's Aura Munter, just wanted to lose some weight. So she saw an email that claimed Oprah and President Obama were endorsing a product called Slim Chews. She was willing to give it a try. They promised if you chew this, blah, blah, blah. And trial package was only $1 and $5 for shipping. She got the package, and then she found out by trying out the product, and she looked at the fine print, she'd agreed to the company's terms. The next bill was for $100, et cetera, et cetera, and a lot of advice that most of you would ignore. I find this one. Let me jump to this. I don't know what I find fascinating or not. It's crazy, right? This has to do with an really interesting survey of online dating. And a little advice like you want to get a date, keep your messages short. For men, white men are the most likely to get a response online. Indian men the least likely. Among women, Middle Easterners get the most responses. Black women the fewest. These are not always politically correct findings, but this is a free online dating site started by a group of Harvard graduates armed with math degrees. And they did this, they have 1 million active users, and they did the survey of all their users and found out what works, what doesn't work. The average guy gets one response for every 5 messages he sends. Brevity is more efficient in landing a date. The optimal message length for a guy is 200 characters. That's a minute of typing. For women, it doesn't matter. They get a 40% response rate no matter how much they type because guys put more emphasis on women's pictures. A woman doesn't need to worry as much about what she says, just as she gets on her potential date's radar. Women should write 50 characters. And here's where it gets like crazy. Anyway, be specific. By the way, this is 500,000 first contact messages. Be specific. Mention something in the profile of the person being contacted. Avoid net speak like you are you, be, number 4. Don't compliment physical characteristics. Men, act modest. But then here's stuff I can't understand. Attraction isn't colorblind. And I don't think this really means that. I think people are attracted to different sites for different reasons. Anyway, white men got the most responses 29% of the time and are least likely to respond 40%. Indian men, the worst luck getting responses 20% of the time. Black women, most likely to write back to a guy, but the least likely to get a response if they initiate contact. And again, Middle Eastern women get responses 50% of the time, the most of any ethnicity. So that's interesting, isn't it? Middle Eastern women, even though white guys are pickiest about whom they write back to, they're the most likely to respond to Middle Eastern women. Using the word atheist actually improves the chances of getting a response. Invoking God leads to worse than average response rates. Agnostics, atheists, and Jews of both sexes have the highest match percentages across the site. They're most likely to find someone they're compatible with. Muslim men and women and Hindu men are the least compatible groups. Christians are in the middle. Jewish men are more compatible than Muslim men with Muslim women. Let that sit in. Jewish men more compatible than Muslim men with Muslim women. Boy, he tried bringing her home to mom. I'd like to be a fly on the wall for that one. Well, the last big health scare, remember before bisphenol, was acrylamide. Tell me you haven't forgotten, have you? The big, we woke up in the morning, everybody freaked out. Cancer-causing agent, it's in everything you cook. Long story short, you should always wait for the long stories. They did all the research again, and there was no increase in risk of mouth cancer, head cancer, neck cancer, thyroid cancer, etc. And there's been a previous study that acrylamide it didn't increase cancer at all in anybody. Big time scare, though. All right, friends, you'll need to be sitting down for this one. One of the world's largest drug companies is getting closer to marketing, and I'll tell you the research, the first true aphrodisiac for women. A drug, this is not hormonal. You all know about testosterone. This, they claim, and I'll tell you the results, a drug to increase the female sex drive and her responses, and it's legitimate. It's legitimate. This ain't no supplement. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Again, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Hi, this is Sally Field. You may not know it, but osteoporosis runs in families. My mother has it, and now I have it. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva. Boniva helps stop and reverse bone loss, so it's possible to do more than just stop bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
You've got one body and one life, so it's important to have strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com.
Look, I can tell you all the ins and outs of car insurance, but sometimes GEICO surprises even me. Like when it comes to paying your premium. They can automatically debit your checking account or charge your credit card. It's easy, paperless, and I suspect magic. I don't know how they do it. I mean, I know how GEICO can help save you hundreds on car insurance, but all that electronic stuff, poof, off it goes, and you're all good.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org, and if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
GEICO has been around over 70 years, helping people save hundreds. But yesterday, I'm going through paperwork and I'm realising just how many ways GEICO can save people money. Good driver discounts, defensive driver discounts, multi-car discounts, discounts for cars with airbags. And I don't mean having your mother-in-law in a passenger seat. Sorry, it's just a little car insurance humour. I think that joke's over 70 years old too.
GEICO. To get a free rate quote, go to GEICO.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
If you ride a motorcycle, you might be thinking, oi, GEICO customers seem to be having a lot of fun and saving money on their car insurance. But what about us bikers? Why can't we save money? This makes us angry. Let's form a biker gang and go and tell them what for. Oi, hold on, just call it. GEICO insures all sorts of motorcycles like cruisers, street, sport, touring and high-performance bikes. So they're on it. Now let's have a little smile.
Now GEICO offers insurance on all the stuff that moves you, including motorcycles. Call 1-800-44-CYCLE or visit GEICO.com.
A love hangover is one thing. For everything else, you do need a cure. And that's why there's Dr. Dean Adell. Now available simply by dialing 800-548-TALK. This is Heather, standing by at 800-548-8255.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dunedell here. Let's talk to Charlie. Welcome to the program, Charlie.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Dr. Dunedell, I've heard you talk much about how you've kind of got a negative attitude towards supplements. And a friend of mine just recently introduced me to this whole raw food called, it's made from the chia seed, which I guess has been around for many years, and the property, and she gave me the content of this, which has about eight times the omega-3 that fish oil has and a bunch of other nutrients, too. I just was wondering, I mean, it sounds great. It doesn't seem to have any odor or flavor, and you can mix it with anything, but I just wonder, because I know you've talked about this stuff a lot, whether you had ever heard of this chia seed and have any attitude about it.
All right. Well, you know, I just need to dive in at something you said in the beginning that I need to be clear about, and that I have a negative attitude about something. Now, I'm here to tell you the scientific truth. And as best as I can determine it, and sometimes I can't determine it, I have a positive attitude towards the truth. That's like saying a courtroom is a negative attitude towards something. It's not about attitude. You're misreading me if you think I have a negative attitude about anything. There are just things that work and things that don't work, and I think you would care about that. And there are supplements that work, and I recommend them, and I would recommend them to my patients. And then there are supplements that are worthless, and no one seems to care when they're told that it's worthless. Their belief systems are just much stronger than anything that I can say. So, you know, with all these the seeds, depending upon how you use them, you know, some of these products you're actually buying already when you go to the drugstore and you buy something like, let me pick out something, you know, Fiberol or Metamucil. They're made from psyllium seeds. Seeds in themselves are healthy. Lots of fiber and the oils and blah, 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 blah. Whether it will make you healthier than other sources of the same micronutrients is a big question. And if they did, it would be a slight difference whatsoever. You mentioned many more times the omega-3s than in fish. Well, it is true you can get these kinds of oils from products other than fish. But the first question to ask yourself is, what is the benefit? And there's a kind of two studies last week that didn't find fish oil was that great, and that there's a very narrow area in there. A level too high or too low might not be good for you. And that we have yet to prove that fish oil is beneficial to healthy people. We do think it can help if you have heart disease, you have evidence of heart disease, had a heart attack, etc. But there are downsides also. So I'm just not sure what we're looking for. It seems to me, and I won't ask you these questions, but basically, Charlie, when I sit down with people who come at me with a question about a new, a new supplement, a friend told us about, and I ask them about their lifestyle, you got a lot to do to clean up your health act before getting into this micromanagement stuff. When I ask people how much exercise you get a week, how much fresh air, how much this and that and so forth, what do you eat? And I go down their whole life, the whole deal. You find this is magical thinking. That somehow a product will make a significant difference in your life, and the odds are it won't. Even many very successful accepted pharmaceutical drugs, when you measure what the likelihood is of that particular modality having a significant effect in your life, not the lives of 100,000 people in a study and the percentage shifts that happen there, because if a disease happens 5% of the time and you can cause a 50% decrease, so it happens 2.5% of the time. Still, 95-97% of people don't have the disease. So, you see, I know nothing specific that says that product is better than any other similar product. It doesn't seem to be bad, and if you don't mind it, sure, part of a healthy, balanced diet is fine. But take a step back and ask what it is you expect, and if there's no side effects, that definitely elevates it to a different place. And yet, if it's worthless, you know, and the company makes claims that are illegal, then you're going to have other people stepping in. So, a difficult, tricky question. I tried to answer it a different way because we get asked it a lot. All right, we come back. We're going to have to evaluate. A major drug company has finished a study here on the first aphrodisiac for women. We'll discuss that. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Shuttle Atlantis and its six astronauts are on the way to the International Space Station. The crew and its load of spare parts blasted off from Cape Canaveral today on the 11-day mission. San Francisco police looking for witnesses and the alleged shooter who fired into a crowd after a fight at a concert, injuring nine people. Twitter plans to end a service that links prominent message posters with new users, a service that was criticized in California because of its perceived unfairness toward the Republican gubernatorial candidates. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials closed the day up 136 points at 10,406. ABC 7 meteorologist Mike Nico for Lloyd Lindsay Young says sunny skies this afternoon with increasing high clouds throughout the day. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
When I first got these guys, I had a white carpet, which was really bad news with two little puppies. And I had somebody else come in, and they just didn't do a good job.
Carrie Wills, a real Coit customer.
I got a recommendation from my mom, so I gave Coit a call.
Want it clean? Want to save 35%? Call Coit.
I really was amazed when I came in and saw the carpet. It was clean, it was fluffed up, and they just did an excellent job. I was very, very pleased.
If you want it clean and you want to save 35%, then call Coit at 1-800-4-COIT. Save 35% on any cleaning service. Carpets, upholstery, draperies, air ducts, even tile and grout. Save 35%, plus get a free written estimate and a 100% money-back guarantee.
I am a real Coit customer. These are my real dogs. This is my real house.
Call 1-800-F-O-R-C-O-I-T and save 35%.
I absolutely recommend Coit to all my friends.
People you trust, trust Coit.
Discounts do not apply to service charges.
I'm Nellie Hernandez. I'm a AAA member, and here's my story. Mornings are hectic at my house. I have twins. They're girls, and we're trying to get out the door, and we see someone had tried to steal my car. Oh, gosh. They stole my stereo. They stole my speakers. The whole door panel was totally ripped apart. Whoever broke into my car did a lot of damage. I was furious. So I called AAA Auto Insurance. When they towed my car to the dealership, they already had a rental car waiting for me. Before I knew it, everything was fixed and ready to go. Beautiful. And we just bought a house, and of course we insured it with AAA. I wouldn't think of anyone else. Seriously.
Experience superior AAA service and great rates for yourself. Get a free auto insurance quote today and get a free $10 gas card. Call 1-800-JOIN-AAA or visit your local branch. Get more. Get AAA. Offer expires November 30th.
Amici's East Coast Pizzeria has 12 lively Bay Area restaurants that are perfect for a casual business lunch or a night out with family and friends. Each location serves top-quality pastas and salads along with their classic thin-crust pizzas. They have plenty of vegetarian options, a vegan cheese substitute for those who prefer it, and even gluten-free pizzas at 6 Amici's locations. Those who wish to be a little more sinful will enjoy the classic New York-style cheesecake for dessert. If you'd rather have the food come to you, all Amici's locations deliver to local homes and businesses. The two San Francisco locations now offer curbside pickup, so no longer do you have to find parking if you're placing a takeout order. And all locations are open until 10 p.m. every night and 11 on Fridays and Saturdays. Order in person, by phone, or check out the menu online and order at Amici's.com. That's AMICIS.com. Amici's East Coast Pizzeria.
Four Sisters Inns is offering KGO listeners a chance to win a night's stay at not one, but three charming inns tucked away in some of the Bay Area's best weekend destinations. Win a night at the Inn at Sonoma, located just a block and a half from the historic Sonoma Plaza. A night at West Cliff Inn, across the street from the world-famous Boardwalk in Santa Cruz. And a night at Seal Cove Inn, located just a few miles north of Half Moon Bay along the majestic Pacific Coast. To enter, just visit KGO.com/Four Sisters.
Tonight, color reveals a whole new war. Experience never-before-seen footage of World War II in HD. Tonight at 9 p.m., 8 Central, on the History Channel.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. All right, we've mentioned this before as it's danced its way through all the regulatory hurdles. Flibanserin, closer to launching the first hormonal treatment for low libido in women. And the results of four phase three studies involving 2,000 premenopausal women suffering from HSDD, that's right, we have a name for it now, hypoactive sexual desire disorder. Now, how you define that, I don't know. Now, as you know, P&G has a hormone patch, and that does help. It has testosterone in it, but this is different. This supposedly, and the mechanism is tricky. I'm not sure I completely understand it, but it works at the brain level. And at the chain of reactions that the brain goes through, but that are believed to trigger desire. And by modulating that, it restores a balance between inhibitory and excitatory factors. Excitatory. And, you know, your brain works like that for everything. You never think about that. Your brain will turn on one response, but there's another part of the brain that tempers it, that slows it down, modifies it. So you have these two competing forces, and that's how the brain works for maintain the level of a lot of chemicals in your body. Well, here are the numbers, and you tell me. During the year, 6-month course, once a day, the number of satisfying sexual events, which did not necessarily involve orgasm, rose to an average of 4.5 a month from 2.8 a month in the North American trial. The placebo group rose to 3.7. So let's go over that. And this is a North American arm. This is not European women. Now, why am I not telling you about European women? I don't know. But for American women, their average number of satisfying sexual events per month was 2.8. Give them a placebo, it goes up to 3.7. You give them this drug, and it goes up to 4.5. The women did report higher levels of desire and less distress from dysfunction, but I don't know. Is that impressive? I'm not sure, especially when you figure placebo gave a big jump, which does tell you something about inhibited desire and just kind of believing and not giving up hope and trying could be positive. All right, let's talk to Mike. How you doing, Mike? Welcome.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, there's a pause there. Every old hospital has the same aroma, and you're roughly my age, a couple age years older, but I won't push that.
Yeah, good. But, you push that, and I'll push my button here, and you're done.
I go to a hospital occasionally that is a very old hospital, built in all wood frame, and built in the late 1800s, and it's been redone, and it's actually a really nice building, but it still smells like an old hospital. Now, the reason is that I'm so curious about this, because I've been used to this that aroma. Since I was young, because I'd go to my father making calls at other hospitals and always smelled it. Now, my new pharmacy has been giving me new generics, and they have that same aroma. And I just can't imagine that it could be from...
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, how could the pills have the aroma of an old hospital? The smell you're describing. First of all, I am very sympathetic to your plight, only because I feel the same way. As you know, smells are very important to the human brain. It's a larger part of your old brain is devoted to smells. And I remember developing a particular dislike for certain odors at Bellevue Hospital in New York City, where I used to have to go during a particular grueling period of my training. And that stuck with me so much so that I just hated going to hospitals. I mean, that's a pretty bad semi-phobia to have. You want to be a physician, is hating the smell of hospitals. And it varies. It varies with a ward. It varies with the kind of hospital, the construction of the building. Now, you describe a wood frame building, and a contractor will tell you, smelly things, fall on the floor, get into corners, and get into the wood, and it becomes very, very difficult to change it. That's why most hospitals are not wood frame buildings. They often have hard surface flooring, all kinds of materials from different stones and marbles, concrete, etc., to avoid all that. That's what we've learned in modern hospitals. There's very few places, supposedly, where stuff can get into a corner and sit there and reek a little. But There are a lot of other very powerful smells. You know, my father used to smell every time he came home from work. He was a vitamin manufacturer. And he was smelling from cod liver oil that they used in making the vitamins. And it would get in his clothing. It would get in everything. And I just, that was just such a particular smell in hospitals, depending where you are. Now, it's true if you go to a urology ward, an old hospital, you go to some nursing homes, there is a smell of ammonia that comes from urine. I mean, I got to say it. And as urine breaks down with inadequate ventilation systems and other factors, it is very, very possible. And I'm sure hospitals go through great, great pains to make changes so this does not happen. But there are a lot of medicines and the smell of antiseptics. And there are just a whole bunch of things that are competing for your olfactory receptors. So in the case you described, an old frame building, a lot of things have spilled there in 100 years. You know, I would expect... You know, I would expect it to happen, just depending upon, you know, once again, the construction stuff and the rest of it. Well, it's probably the things that are being used in the hospital and the patients. All right, let's talk to Erin. How you doing, Erin? Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. So we are wondering why corporations are receiving the H1N1 vaccine before pediatric clinics and other clinics.
It's a good question, isn't it, Erin? You know, it is... When you look at how medical products are bought and sold in this country, your question goes at the core of something even more fundamental. How can we pay so much for pharmaceutical drugs in other countries that don't have to? It's the same drug made by American pharmaceutical companies, and they're paying, you know, 10 cents on the dollar. How you purchase, the volume, the power, who's doing the purchasing. And you know, up at the top, there are people, and this is apropos of the first story that we talked about, who think you're better off vaccinating. Now, if you're talking about, by the way, at a pediatric clinic for the patients, or you're talking about for staff?
I work in a pediatric clinic, and we received a limited quantity of the injectable vaccine that is right now reserved for high-risk patients, and we don't have enough to cover our entire patient population, and, you know, parents are upset and patients are upset. And we've heard that corporations like Pete's Coffee and other places are getting...
Yes, I suppose there might be a certain efficiency to private corporations in purchasing and how they go about it. The justification would be, well, if Pete's, you know, vaccinates all their employees, they're in coffee shops, and you can stop it at that particular point, that might be as effective as, you know, pediatricians, you know, slugging it out and vaccinating their population if people at, say, Pete's are able to bring their kids in, et cetera. So you can see all the justifications. And, of course, corporations are just people. And so if a corporation gets it and vaccinate, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, I guess that is positive. But you are supposed to be the place people can go to get these services. And it certainly undermines the credibility of our system when pediatricians, doctors, and nurses are struggling to get this vaccine. And I know, listen, I'm trying to track it down myself, and I live in a strange area. It's not an urban area. So I have a feeling, you know, living in a rural county, we're going to get these things last. And there's going to be a lot of yakking about this. I don't have the exact answer. I'm just guessing how medical goods are bought and sold. And it's something, as healthcare professionals, we don't normally deal with a lot. And, you know, someone says, okay, we need, 10,000 doses, here's a check, versus an agency who is supposed to be a government agency possibly distributing the vaccine. And by the way, you know, they're supposed to get that vaccine in 90,000 centers and millions of doses. It is not a small task. Nevertheless, the agency handling that aspect of it might be bogged down more in bureaucracy, say, than... you know, there's a big warehouse that got the vaccine, and a corporation calls up and says, I'll FedEx the check to you, and here's where you deliver it. Bingo. End of subject. So I don't know the reason. I don't know the reason, but it's going to be fun to find out, and I deplore it too, just the way you do. All right. See, I'm ready for a break, right? Yes. I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK.
Hey, great workout.
But man, your toenails are really gross.
I know. My wife keeps telling me I should do something about it, but, you know, all those pills have side effects.
Yeah, well, you don't need pills. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES. They can get rid of your fungus with a new laser procedure. It takes only 30 minutes. I saw it on TV. Got toenail fungus? Call 1-800-NEW-TOES. Using a patented new laser treatment, the doctors of 1-800-NEW-TOES eliminate the cause of toenail fungus in as little as one 30-minute treatment. There's no prescription medication, side effects, or anesthesia needed. And every patient meets with a board-certified foot specialist. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES now to schedule an appointment. Use your flex spending or health savings account from work to cover it and get it now. Call 1-800-639-8637 or go to 800newtoes.com. With six locations throughout the Bay Area, there's an office near you. That's 1-800-NEW-TOES. Put your best foot forward.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
When I think about my dad, I'm scared for him. When my friends come over, I'm embarrassed because he smells like alcohol.
MPI Chemical Dependency Treatment Services has been helping families with drug and alcohol problems for over 20 years. You don't have to go it alone.
He missed my birthday for the third time in a row. When he finally did come home, he was drunk.
MPI works closely with families to tailor programs to each individual and encourages family support and participation.
Mom's scared of him. She doesn't want to talk about it.
Our dedicated staff of healthcare professionals and counselors in recovery understand. Come to MPI's free workshops every Saturday from 10 a.m. till noon. Call us at 510-652-7000. That's 510-652-7000.
I cry in my room a lot because I miss my real dad.
MPI is a service of AltaBate Summit Medical Center, a Sutter Health affiliate.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Let's talk to Sherry. Welcome to the program, Sherry.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Dean.
Hi.
My question is, I know that you go off truth, and I know that you believe in good studies, but I haven't seen any studies anywhere saying that, vitamin and mineral supplements do not work.
Well, I don't know where you're looking. If you want to do major, huge studies with hundreds of thousands of people, where do you want to chop it down? It's there's the Women's Health Initiative, 161,000 older women, 8 years of multivitamin use compared to placebo, no benefit. There's a male physician study, been going on for 10 years, 15,000 doctors taking vitamin C and E and comparing that with placebo, no benefit. There was 181,000 people in 47 trials that was accumulated and published in JAMA, and the rate of cancer was 5% higher among vitamin takers. There is the SEER study, Surveillance Epidemiology and End Results Study, 77,000 Americans for 10 years taking vitamins, worthless. I mean, there's 20 of these big ones, major ones, but you're not going to see them where you're looking. And I'm not sure where are you looking for these studies? Because I can refer you to the correct place to look if you want to really get into this, but I'm not sure why you would doubt what I'm saying.
No, I don't doubt what you're saying, but that's not exactly what I'm asking. What I'm asking is, has there been a study done on the difference between synthetic vitamins and the vitamins in your food? Because to me...
Oh, yes, there is a big difference. You're absolutely right. Oh, I took your question totally wrong, is that studies of vitamins in food have definitely shown benefits, because when we look at blood levels, okay, of certain vitamins, they're only markers for a whole class of vitamins. See, the problem is you take vitamin E. Well, that's a alpha tocopherol. Well, there's gamma tocopherol, all different kinds. So when you look at blood levels of vitamins, we find people do seem to do better with higher blood levels. But then you look at whether that person is getting that from food or getting it from vitamin pills is where the split happens. So people who get their vitamins from foods do wind up healthier. People who get their vitamins from pills, all things being equal, doesn't seem to make them healthier. But more important, when you compare them taking those pills to people taking placebo. Now, I go on and on. I just pulled my file. I got 20, 30 studies here. I could read them all to you if you want. I got a Harvard study. I got a of 72,000 nurses. I got a 1994 Finnish study. I got a Journal of Clinical Oncology, 500 people taking vitamin E, Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, 19 vitamin E trials, two studies here at the American College of Cardiology, vitamin B didn't prevent heart attacks, Copenhagen researchers and beta carotene, selenium A, C, and E. It goes on and on and on. So, I don't shoot the messenger here. I mean, vitamin pills sent me to medical school. You know, my family were vitamin manufacturers, and the profits thereof, helped me out. But I got to be honest with you, and that's all. I'm just trying to be honest. And listen, I'll change my mind. That's the beauty and the wonder of science, isn't it? Is that you can change your mind. When new evidence comes along. But see, you don't hear this because who is out there? What company would benefit from telling you this? Think about it. There's no money behind promulgating the effects of these negative trials. There's only money behind promoting, pills and supplements and vitamins on websites and stores, etc. Huge, huge marketing power behind that versus a few lonely voices trying to tell you what's happening in medical journals, which nobody seems to care about. They really care what Aunt Tilly says. That counts for more. I understand it. It's human. It's neurological. It's the way our brains are set up. If Aunt Tilly says do something because it's good for you, that counts for more than 20 neurosurgeons, right? All right, let's talk to Walt. How you doing, Walt?
Hi, Dr. Riddell.
Mm-hmm.
Program on TV about bees and germ warfare, and they use bees and they throw them at the enemy in bottles and stuff. But they also said they used honey and
Nope. There goes Walt. Something happened. Well, Walt, I'm not quite sure. Usually I can tell where you're going, but I can't on that one, so give us a call back. Let's talk to Sabrina. How you doing, Sabrina?
Hi, pretty good. I just wanted to ask, are there any health effects connected to living near and one of those big steel electrical towers? I'd heard.
Yes, as far as it, I don't care what you heard. Okay, I know what you heard. I would not worry about it presently. If there's any effect at all, it would be minor. The main effect is all the people in your neighborhood giving you a hard time, and then when you go to sell the house, people are going to try to smash it, and down your effort because it's near a power line. So I hope you bought it cheap, and you probably will have to sell it cheaply because perception is everything. Reality doesn't count. And EMFs, that way, once again, I think the easiest way to answer these questions is if there is an effect, it is teeny tiny. And I would say to anybody who wants to stop, cut off the power to their house, go ahead, eliminate electricity from your life. That's fine. But so many things in life that we love and enjoy, we are willing to take some risks with. So, no, I've been following this one for 30 years, and nothing has convinced me yet that there's any danger. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Be right back.
Attention all car owners. Having trouble making your car payment? Owe more than it's worth? What would life be like if you lost your car or truck? Losing your vehicle is like losing your freedom. But now there's help. The Auto Relief Group has established a toll-free hotline to help lower your monthly car payments by as much as 50%. Call for your free consultation. Call 1-800-379-6557. Whether you've leased or financed, we can help lower your payment by as much as half. Our trained experts will work directly with your lender
lender to slash your payment. The consultation is free. The Auto Relief Group counselors have helped thousands who are stuck in a vehicle payment they couldn't afford. Call Auto Relief Group today for your free consultation. Find out how little you could be paying for your car. Call now. 800-379-6557. That's 800-379-6557. Can you afford not to? 800-379-6557. 800-379-6557.
Hi, I'm George Zimmer. Right now at Men's Warehouse, when you buy one designer suit, you'll get one free.
Hi, my name is Samuel Scriven. I just went to the Men's Warehouse. Was helped by an assistant manager there. He was very, very helpful, and I was telling him that I came into Men's Warehouse because you guys have this sale, buy one suit, get one free, and I had a good experience, enjoyed it, and that sale really drew me in. Just thought I would let you guys know that I appreciate the offer, and I will continue shopping there, and I hope you have a good day. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Samuel. If you haven't experienced Men's Warehouse yet, give us a minute. We think we'll win you over, too. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it.
Buy one, get one free offer. Good on select styles only. See store for details. To find a Men's Warehouse store nearest you, visit menswarehouse.com.
Join the revolution.
It's more than just a shift or a movement. It's a revolution to change the way things have been done and improve our future. Join Planet Orange in changing outdated methods of caring for your home with a host of innovative home solutions, including a revolutionary alternative method of termite control. Planet Orange eradicates termites from your home or business using orange oil, which is derived from a rind of an orange. And it's so effective that they back their claims with an industry-leading 2-year unconditional guarantee. For a free in-home inspection, go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE. Not only is Planet Orange America's largest certified orange oil specialist, they're a trusted Bay Area company. Learn more about the services offered by Planet Orange. Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE.
Join the revolution!
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Walt, we got you back. We got to get to it quickly. Walt, fire away.
The bee's honey was toxic, dude. They went to the rhododendron plant and other plants, and it was became toxic, and you get high off the honey. Had you ever heard of this?
No. Well, when you say get high off the honey or get toxic off the honey, I suppose it's possible for a bee to incorporate, I'm just trying to think what the bee eats and whether that would even be in the plant. In other words, you know, the toxic part of certain plants, it's the roots, it's the leaves, the bees don't eat that stuff. And yet I suppose it could be possible, but I would be blown away if it could accumulate an amount of any substance that would have any clinical effect. Now, that's just an instinctive guess, Walt, and if there's any factual information out there to the contrary, I'd be interested. So the only thing honey's not good for is kids under 6 months because of botulism. All right, that's the program. Join us for the next one. Till then, be well.
Open your front door wide and welcome in eager house hunters when you advertise your open homes event in the San Francisco Chronicle and sfgate.com.
More than a million readers trust Sunday's real estate section because it features the most Bay Area open homes. And SF Gate's real estate page offers the largest number of homes for sale of any site in Northern California.
When you're ready to sell, rely on SF Gate and the Chronicle to bring the best prospects through your open front door.
Visit sfgate.com/real estate today.
Healthcare is scary. It's big, it's confusing, and too often it's not even about health. But at St. Mary's and St. Francis, it is about health. That's why we've made finding a primary care physician easy during open enrollment. Call 877-884-DOC to speak with a representative who can match you up with a doctor right in your own neighborhood. Or go to getadoctor.org to choose one for yourself. St. Francis and St. Mary's, we've taken a side on healthcare. Yours.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you might be kicking yourself in the head. I've never seen rates this low since I started Lennox Financial over 10 years ago. But I can assure you this, that the rates will be going up soon. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. Choosing such a loan could affect your interest rate, and you will be responsible for any existing lender payoff fees. So call Lennox Financial, 888-945-4105. That's 888-945-4105. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-945-4105.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations, CRMLA. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
It's Gil Gross, the trial of college Sheikh Mohammed. I'm for it. I'm all for it. That and Pat Sajak coming up as well on KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.